March 1, 1925. How each additional act we do in the divine will is a thread of human will which is bound to the eternal light, and which renders more full and intense the light within our soul. I was feeling very embittered because of the loss of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I miss my past! How his adorable presence used to make my poor existence happy! Even in the midst of the hardest pains, my poor bed was a little paradise for me. I felt like a queen together with my adorable Jesus, dominator of myself, and through the continuous contact with him I felt as though dominator of his very divine heart. And now, how my happiness has changed! Even more, every time I search for him and I do not find him, unhappiness surrounds me. It tears a part of my life away from me, because Jesus alone is my life, and I feel more vividly the pains of my hard exile. Oh, how true it is that it is not pains and sufferings to render the creature unhappy, but rather, the good which is wanted and is not found. And while I was saying, "Have pity on me. Come, rise within my poor soul, which is immersed in the bitter waters of your privation," I felt my beloved good, my sweet life, move in my interior. And extending his arms around my neck, he said to me, "My daughter. My daughter." I looked at him, as he came out from a surface of light. And as Jesus extended his arms, the light extended after him. However, that light was not completely full. One could see a void within that same light. But in spite of this, there was no darkness in that sort of void. It just seemed that more threads of light were needed in order to fill that void, and to render that light more intense, stronger and brighter. At the sight of Jesus, I felt like rising again from death to life. His words, "My daughter. My daughter," changed my unhappiness in one act, because to be with Jesus and to be unhappy is impossible. At the most, one can be with Jesus in suffering, even the most atrocious pains, but unhappy, never. Even more, it seems that, if there is any unhappiness in the soul, it flees from the presence of Jesus, giving place to happiness, which he brings with himself even in suffering. Then, continuing, he said to me, "My daughter, courage, do not fear. There is no darkness in you, because only sin is darkness, while good is light. Don't you see that I came out from a surface of light, from within your interior? But do you know what this light is? It is all the interior work that you do. Every additional act you do is one more thread of your will, which you bind to the current of the eternal light, and that thread turns into light. Therefore, the more acts you do, adding more threads, the more full, intense and radiant the light will become. So, the light that you see is what you have done. The void you see in that same light is what is left for you to do. And I will always be in the midst of this light, not only to enjoy it, but to bind the threads of the human will with the current of the eternal light, because I am the origin, the surface, the current, of the light. But do you know what true light is? True light is the truth. The truth, known, embraced, loved and put into practice by the soul, is the true light, which transforms her into that very light, and places, inside and outside of her, new and continuous births of light. This truth forms the true life of God within the soul, because God is truth and the soul is bound to the truth, even more, she possesses it. God is light, and she is bound to the light, and is nourished with light and with truth. However, while I nourish the soul with truth and light, she must keep the current of her will opened, in order to receive the current of the divine communication. Otherwise it may happen as with the electric current, to which the power it contains within itself is not enough in order to emit light. In fact, it cannot emit it if there are no preparations in order to receive it. And on top of this, not everyone receives the same light, but according to the light bulbs they have, those who have one, receive one light. Those who have 10, receive light for 10. If the bulbs contain more electric wires, the lamps appear as filled with more light. If they have less wires, Even though there is room in the glass, the light is small. And even though the current may be stronger, the lamps do not receive it, if not in proportion to the capacity of the bulbs which receive the current. Therefore, it takes the celestial current which wants to give, as well as the human current, capable of receiving it. And according to how many more acts you do in my will, you will add more wires to render more complete the light which I want to enclose in you.